people don't eat it. But now they're starting to understand how tasty it is. They're enjoying it.
And why do you think that is?
Because some fish have a funny name, like pollock. Pollock's called Colin now. But now it sells. But when it's called pollock, no.
Vickery's shows follow the local catch from the fishing boat to the restaurant table and showcase seafood that is locally caught and certified sustainable.
About 30 quid's worth there, but that feeds six people. I can't sell the seaweed yet, that's the only thing.
I bet you tried.
Joe Jacobson, ASME's International Program Director, says the chef will be filming two episodes of his series in Alaska.
Well, each show is about 10 minutes long, and it's shown on ITV, which is a major network in the UK. And the whole point of the show is to feature all sustainable seafood, which is one of the reasons why he chose Alaska, and really tell the story behind the seafood that's showing up on the UK's shelves. So getting to know the communities, showing different fishing methods, and really allowing Phil to take an active role in the fishing and telling the story behind the fish, as well as cooking up some delicious dishes with the product.
Both Alaska salmon and halibut were certified for responsible fisheries management by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization this year, and ASME is seeking a similar certification for other species as well. Jacobson says the United Kingdom is one of the largest export markets for Alaska seafood, and the past decade has seen expanded marketing opportunity for Alaska sockeye salmon, along with black cod and pollock. He says the film crew will be highlighting Alaska seafood by visiting processing plants and going out on a few fishing vessels.
We're hoping to get them out to see a couple different gear types. So it's not all happening in Petersburg. We'll be in Petersburg for 3 days, but prior to going to Petersburg, he'll be in the Excursion Inlet area and in Juneau for a day. And Petersburg is to give him a chance to see something other than salmon, although obviously we're interested in seeing salmon. I think he'll get a chance to see plenty of that, so we'd like to expose him to a longline gear type or maybe a troll boat as well.
Vickery and the film crew will be coming to Petersburg on the ferry on July 26th and flying out on the 28th. A reception is planned at the Sons of Norway Hall on the 26th. ASME is a partnership between the fishing industry and the state, and it works to promote Alaska's catch. The organization also brought in a group of five French chefs to Southeast and Kodiak this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
Look at the place in there as well. All this fish has been gutted already, so your fisherman will do that for you. And all we're doing, as I said, is just poaching that through. So the lid goes back on, and we'll probably cook that for around about, 5 to 6 minutes maximum.